Hey everyone, welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl Trish. Okay, so today's episode is She Needs Answers. Ladies, I'm gonna get all the answers to all the questions you've ever wanted to ask men. We have two gentlemen here joining us today. We have Bizzle.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
And we have Mike.
Yo, what's up?
All right, so just a little bit of background on them. Mike is, can I say you're in a relationship?
Yeah,
of course. Oh, you're in a relationship. Okay.
I got a whole girlfriend. Ooh. I don't got a half a girlfriend, a quarter. No, I have a whole girlfriend.
I mean, I wasn't sure if y'all made it official yet,
nah.
So I didn't really want
to. I have to. She's a very special lady, and I had to make sure I lock it down.
Okay, well, for everyone who listened to Worst Date Chronicles,
yeah,
Mike is the soup guy.
The soup guy.
Yeah, he rolled up with the soup. And now we have Bizzle. Bizzle is currently in a relationship. Bizzle?
Yeah, I'm dating a lady. We've been together now for about 2 years. And she's a good girl. You know, I'm thankful.
Oh, my God.
FYI, I don't know anything about the whole soup story. I know what I did. I know what my perspective is, but I don't know what she told you. So
I just need you to listen.
Joke. Okay, I'm going to listen.
Yeah, because she said soup, and I was thinking soup.
Nah.
But it was Henny Culotta.
Henny Culottas.
I'm going to need you to tell me where that soup is.
See, what happened is this place in Williamsburg, a little plug.
It's no face, no case.
A little plug. What's the name of it? Apollo.
No face, no case.
I thought you wasn't supposed to say the name.
No face, no case.
My fault. Well, this place in Williamsburg that allows you to take the Henny Culottas out. So when we originally started going in, it was like, cool, you could take it. And then eventually people started getting a little rowdy, and then they said they shut it down.
Okay.
But because they knew who I was and my friend here, so they told us, give us a call ahead of time, and we were prepared, and we allow you to exit.
And create a nickname. Create a nickname so we could leave with
every
it.
Every time I called them, I said, hey, listen, let me get that soup. So every time I show up, I'm like, yeah, you got that soup ready for me, guys?
So it's the soup.
That was the code word for the Henny Culottas.
Okay, so let's start with the questions.
What's up? Let's do this.
And this was honestly one of my questions, too.
Okay.
Can you honestly love two women at the same time?
Absolutely.
Can you?
Absolutely.
How?
Yeah.
Does one have a little more love than the other?
You're actually in love with one, and you have love for the other.
Oh, shit.
But you don't really discredit the amount of love you have for them, because at the end of the day, you'll do for them equally. But the one that you're in love with, you might be more quick to respond to. But the one you got love for, you'll think like, damn, you know what I mean? When I need a gas, she helped me out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean? When my Metro card wasn't working, she came through with a little $1.50 or whatever, you know, back in the days. So you got love for them. You know, at the end of the day, you don't want to see any of them go through anything. But you can absolutely love two women.
I think in my younger age, I would totally 100% agree with that.
Okay.
And I kind of still do.
Right.
But growing up, I kind of lived that life. Like,
okay.
Love two women at the same time. Matter of fact, I was in an actual relationship with two women at the same time. Like,
I heard about that. The throuple?
My Doubleman twins?
It's the Doubleman twins.
Yeah, I dated two
women. I got some Doubleman twins myself, but.
No, but it wasn't like I dated one, and then I also went and dated up. We were all in one big relationship.
So did they sleep with each other as well?
We all slept with each other. They slept with themselves. Them two, and they every once in a while we did one on ones.
So were they already in a relationship, and
no,
you came along?
I you know what? It was in my college years, and I think what happens. I think old women kind of a little curious.
No,
curious.
I think
every woman is curious.
Not
some,
old, but
maybe like 55%.
I think 55. A lot of women are kind of curious. So I just found them in the right time, right. Place in life, and
you have fun.
Things happened, and I say, yo, let's keep going with this, and the relationship kind of lasts for like almost 5-6 months.
I thought you was about to say 5-6 years. I'm about to say,
But you got to understand. But then as I was in a relationship with both of them, I had love for both of them. But you always going to have love for one more than the other.
Like he said, you're in love,
yeah.
And then you have love.
Yeah. But now I grow up, and I'm a little older now. I realize. you don't need two women or multiple women for that matter to give you the love that one woman can give you.
He trying to make it sound real good.
Yeah,
for, you know, Sasha.
I'm 30 now. I gotta grow up.
Ooh.
Grown and sexy.
Ooh. All right. So.
But it's all real. That's all true though. You really don't need that headaches, because even when it first started, they both asked me, "You sure you can handle that?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." And sure enough, it was always problem constant. I wasn't prepared for that. It was simple things like who sits in the front seat versus the back seat. Simple stuff like that. So,
how about you both sit in the back seat?
I need somebody in the front seat with me so I could play with them.
Ooh, all right.
Like touch their arms and
they weave.
Oh God.
Facts, they lace front.
Yeah, no. I don't think lace fronts was out back then. It was just straight up wigs, but you know.
All right. So, what do you look for in a woman? So both of you guys are in a relationship. Yeah. Bizzle a little longer than Mike. When you were looking for someone, what do you look for, like, in a good woman that makes you say, hey, I'm going to settle down?
Attribute number one for me has always been sophistication. I feel like a sophisticated chick knows what she's about, knows what she has going on. You know, she can, like, weed out the F-boys out of the, you know, the guys who's just trying to spend the night or whatever. I like a chick, like the type of chick that goes to a lounge and sit in the corner with her legs crossed and her phone because she has better things to do than be here, but she's out with her friends for the night. Like, I want to know what you about. I don't want to know about the chick that's drinking and dancing on her friends because, you know, she don't really go anywhere. Like, I want to know what you about. That's what I like.
That sounds good.
So I can't be having too much fun when I'm out with my friends? I gotta act like I don't want to be there?
I mean, a little.
Honestly.
I'm a social guy. I'm an extrovert. So, like, if you're an extrovert and you all over the place, I'm not gonna like that. I like the introverts, but the introvert because they're not in their element kind of thing. Like, if you're like, you know, I'm just gonna sit over here and probably read my Twitter blog or whatever because these chicks is doing a lot, but that's my girl from high school, so I'm gonna come out with her. I want to know what you about. I don't really want to know about the chick with the longest weave and the red bottoms that she painted. I don't really want to know about that.
So she has to have substance.
Yeah, absolutely. Substance.
You know what? But that's a little. I mean, all guys are not the same. But yeah. I was speaking to a male friend of mine, and he was like, you know, Trish, your issue may be because I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said, your issue may be, you know, guys these days they're looking for bundles, the chick with the bundles, and she
that's definitely a facade.
That's like, facade. It's one of those things that you might like to tap on and say, yeah, double tap on and say, ah, oh, that's cute, that's good to look at, but that's definitely not something you want.
It's not substance.
It's not substance at all.
Okay.
For me, on the other hand, when you're talking about that topic, about what I look for, unfortunately, I haven't been successful as he has, as far as relationships. And that's kind of because I've kind of been in a lot of these short-term relationships. And I found that the reason why I've been messing up is because I've been dating these women, and it's always that 80-20 rule.
Right.
So I always find these things that's wrong with them, and I say, all right, this is what I definitely don't want. And then you find another woman, and then you're like, oh, she definitely don't have what she didn't want. She had, but she have other things that's
everybody's not everyone perfect,
is
though.
Everyone is different, and that's what I essentially grew up and realized, that you don't need 80%. You honestly just need somebody that's honest, loyal, great sense of humor, and wholesome.
Okay.
Need a wholesome woman by your side.
Yeah, because who gonna raise your kids?
Absolutely.
All right, so let's.
And I'm Jewish. I don't pull out. No, I'm joking.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute.
I'm joking.
Sasha, run.
I'm joking.
All right. So on a lighter note, why are nudes necessary?
Nudes.
Every guy.
I love nudes.
I've ever spoken to.
I love nudes. I'm sorry.
Ask for nudes. For what? Don't it look better in person?
It does.
So what you need a picture for?
You know,
I'm
when you were young. When
I'm
you,
not a nude guy.
You don't require nudes?
Nah. I appreciate it.
You appreciate it. Like, if she sends it on her own, you like, damn. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to be like, hey, babe, can you send me?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nah. Because if we're going to have that conversation.
Is this the real mic?
Yo, real talk. If you're going to have this, the real talk is going to say, if we're going to have that conversation, if we're going to go down that path, listen, I got my car outside. We could go meet up, and I'd rather take the picture myself.
Okay.
You feel me? So Rather than you give me the pitch, I fantasize. This is not high school. It's not, I don't have a curfew. I got to wait till I see you next tomorrow.
I don't know what it is. It's sort of like it looks better in person. Why do you need a whole photo shoot?
I'd rather take the picture myself.
Bizzle.
Me on the other hand.
Bizzle, let me see your phone.
I gotta see.
You don't see my phone.
I got a couple things. I can show you later. But but for me, you know, as a child, I feel like every man somewhere in them has like at least 2% childhood still in them.
I think we all do.
And I feel like when I was a child, I used to imagine a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? And a part of me, I feel like the childhood in me right now is just imagining what you look like in front of me. So I need a nude. I need a nude.
Right now.
Whenever the moment may be, I need a nude. You know, I think it builds the suspense. It builds the level of attraction. You know, like, let's say it's 3 o'clock. I'm at work. I'm crashing. And you just send me a nude. Like, babe, yo, this is waiting for you tonight. I'm going to get through work because I know what's waiting for me when I get home. You know, I need a nude every once in a while. You know what I mean? And I appreciate them when they come randomly. You know, like, what's for breakfast? I don't know. Hell, well, here, nude. Boom. That's for breakfast. That works for me. That works for me.
Nude for breakfast?
Nude for breakfast.
Maybe I should go on that diet. Maybe that will for me.
Listen, you'll be surprised.
All right. So, this is a really good question. I really want to know this.
Okay.
Why pretend to be interested in a woman if you really have no intentions on settling down with her?
It's all about the box. You want the box.
So it's just you just try to smash, pretty much. So I'm going to tell you what you want to hear so I can smash.
Yeah, and you know what? It's all depend on the guy and where he is in life.
Okay.
If he is at a point in life that that's what he want, that's what he want. He could meet a great woman in his life. Like, honestly, I could have met my lady 5 years ago, and she could have had all the great attributes she has right now. She could be the same person she is, as sweet as she is, as cute as she is, as respectable as she is.
All right, this is not the love connection.
All right. But I'm dragging it. But if I wasn't ready at that time, I'm just not ready at that time.
So it has to be the right timing.
It has to be the right timing for both parties.
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
Right. You ever been in a relationship and you was like, you know, this is great, but this is not the right time.
Like if I would have met you a few years earlier.
Or a few years later. This is not where I am. And it sometimes is from the past relationship. Yeah. Hey, I'm not ready for that. Or it could just be where you are financially or socially.
Right.
Hey, I just finished college. I'm in college. Or, you know, sometimes your mindset is not to focus on building. It's more on growing.
So your financials affects whether you want to be in a relationship or not?
That's a good question. I think for men.
For men. That's actually funny because we was just kind of semi-discussing this in the car over here. Like, you know, it's just generically speaking, not relative to me.
Okay.
But naturally speaking, I think women expense men more than men expense women. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, like, me and my boy got a rolling joke where it's like, you know, Rockefeller Center, they're going to put up the Christmas tree. Chicks want to go see the Christmas tree. They want to take a picture. But for the guy, we're thinking about, all right, I got to find parking. I got to find gas. I got to spend $10 for a hot dog. Mm-hmm. You know, she liable to get thirsty. I'm going to pay $5 for a Poland Spring. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, chicks not thinking about that. And I use that as a little, you know, like an analogy. But it's like, from time to time, if your finances is not right, you can't really, like, entertain or wow or, like, make a chick really enjoy herself. And, like, sometimes it could be rough for a guy, you know. But, yeah. I mean, like he said, it's all about timing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, 3-4 years later, you know, he might be in a 3-piece suit, you know, got a good job, and he could do whatever that lady wants or whatever she deserves, and it'll work. Mm-hmm. 3 years prior, it's like, oh, nah, he
and
broke,
also mentally, mentally, you just different. You're at a different place in life. You're mentally capable of handling a woman and her needs.
Right.
Whether it is financial or social or
spiritual, emotional.
You're just different. You're not spending too much money on when my next dollar is coming. So your mindset is
it's quality. It's quality.
Open to receive her.
But I don't think you need to be rich to date.
No, not rich.
But it makes a difference.
I mean, yeah, it does make a difference. Honestly, when Sasha told me the story about y'all going out and you asked her if she wanted to do one thing or the other, and she said, let's do both. I'm like, maybe his pockets couldn't handle both. He was giving you an option. That's how I would take it. You don't got to answer that. This is not a question.
That's a trick.
But
that's
I'm just not. I'm just saying.
They listen. You know what's funny? I think I do recall that, but at the end of the day, you know,
you made it happen.
All great things deserve some work, a little work. Okay. And yeah, I didn't mind. And when you have a woman that you're focusing on, you can make it work. I mean, I have a decent job.
Okay.
Get a little bit of chicken, a little bit of coins. But at the same time, I'm still trying to save. I have a son as well.
Okay.
So I'm trying to save. I'm trying to stabilize what I have. I have to maintain other things.
Right.
But I think I'm able to do certain things because I'm focusing on one woman. But when you got a guy that's focusing on 2-3 women, sometimes he has to...
Yeah, take them out all the time. Everybody
like,
out.
Hold on. Let's
preach, brother.
First of
let's
all,
let's take a time. Let's just do one tonight. I got to do one tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. God.
But,
or two in a night. No, that's great.
But, yeah.
All right. So, what's your biggest turnoffs?
Biggest turnoff. What's my biggest turnoff?
I'm going to ask every guy who comes up here that question. Because I think everyone's going to give a different answer.
For me, I can answer that.
A couple
bro.
Things in my turnoff.
For me, yeah. His book is a little longer than mine.
Your
I'm
major.
Shallow. I'm shallow.
He said, I'm shallow.
I'm shallow. I'll be honest with you.
Bizzle.
I'm a funny guy naturally. So, like, if you're grilling right when you're smiling, that's a problem for me because I crack jokes.
If
like,
your teeth?
Yeah, like, I'm a big teeth guy.
What about my teeth?
No, I think your teeth are beautiful, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you.
Beautiful.
You're just saying that because I'm hosting, you really, but
nah,
it's
I saw
right.
it earlier in the elevator.
You lying?
Beautiful. Just a little. No, nah, I'm joking. Nah, you're beautiful, sweetheart. But I'm big on smell. Like, I'm really big on smell. Like, if you smell amazing, like, I need you to smell like aisle 3 in Victoria's Secret. That's what I need you to smell like.
Aisle 3.
Victoria's Secret don't got no aisles, Bizzle. What Victoria's Secret you going to?
Listen, I done run them streets. Everything got an aisle in me, to be honest with you. Everything got an aisle in the lane. But in all honesty, like, I'm big on smell. Smell means a lot to me.
So smell.
If you don't smell good, and that could be another segment, like smell altogether.
Oh, shit.
But if you smell good, if you don't smell good, I got a problem with that. I feel like women just need to take, like, just by default, women should always take, like, a little bit more time in making themselves look presentable.
So just women?
No, don't get me wrong. Men, too. But if men take 10 minutes, women need 15 minutes. And I'm exaggerating, but I feel like you just got more stuff that you got to do. And it needs to smell good.
A1.
All right, so teeth and smells.
Teeth and smell.
Mike?
What is important for me? I'll tell you what I care less for. It's something about women with these front lace wigs. I don't know who told who. The lace front.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
The front lace wig?
Front lace. I don't.
Oh, shit.
Every man knows how to spot them out. I don't know who woman is telling, yo, the girl, this look good.
With the lace front?
With the lace front? This girl, this look good. No.
Some people you can't tell, though.
No.
Listen, if she glue it down right and she put a little bit of makeup over it, you can't really tell.
Nah.
Like, could you tell this is a lace front?
I hate when they look like fitteds. Like, if
so, you're trying to say my hair look like fitted?
No, that's not a lace front.
That's not a lace front.
So what is this?
But that's all natural.
I'll pull this shit off right now.
Pull it off.
And have both of y'all shook.
If you pull it off right now, you got it. I ain't even gonna lie, you got it hands down. You Grammy. You fooled me.
No, that's not. That's you just got a wash and set, girl. You just took it out
you came from the Dominican.
I thought you about to say I just need a wash and set.
No. That looks like a wash.
Nah, she comes from Dominican Dykeman. She comes from Dykeman right now.
I'm a Jersey girl.
You're a Jersey girl?
Yeah.
No, okay, Newark. I see you.
That front lace or lace front, it got to go.
You say front lace one more time.
Yo, all guys could spot it out.
But the guys are dealing with, I'm going to tell you right now.
Guys dealing with less.
Somebody will holler at a chick with a lace front before they holler at me with my little regular little doobie.
It's all about standards then.
I mean, I used to be that guy that would holler at a lace front. But now, I'll be honest, these naturalistas is winning right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? They smell like Shea Butter Black, so they are on point right now. You know, they always got some energetic something going on. They know they stuff. Like this chick introduced me to argan oil. I'm like, I use it on my beard. Like, my beard is coming in now. Argan oil.
Seriously?
Like, argan oil. Argan oil. I like the naturalistas. I'm not, I mean, my lady do a little weave here and now and then, whatever. She keep it up tight and right.
Weave is acceptable. I'm not knocking a woman do a little weave. Do, you know, trying
every
to get
once
her
in
a little
while,
extended or, you know, a little fuller. I'm not knocking, but a whole lace.
A whole wig. And she come up out the wig and she ain't got no edges,
time. She itch her wig and the whole thing, whole scalp move.
Oh, shit.
Nah. I'm done. Yeah. I'm off.
All right,
I'm
so do men fake orgasms?
Ooh. That this going to go into the whole dungeon pussy.
What's a dungeon pussy?
I'm going to tell you.
Her box is, what did he say? Her box is deep.
Yo,
it's an exaggeration of deep. Like, when you think of dungeons is beneath the basement. So it's
it's dungeon. Like, you fall in there.
Like, you got to hold on to a little railing or
something before you fall out. You swimming in that shit.
So you got to pretend just to like get it over with.
Yo, listen, sweetheart, I'm gonna tell you like I tell a lot of people. Listen, I'm not the biggest dude. I damn sure ain't little. So if I'm falling in there, it's a problem, sweetheart. It's a problem. And the thing about dungeon too, sweet girls thinking, if I don't have sex with X amount of guys, or if I do have sex with X amount of guys, I'm gonna get dungeon. No, it's hereditary. Yeah, your mother got dungeon, you got dungeon.
Oh, cause I come from a long line of snatchbacks. So I don't know nothing about no dungeon.
But you know how to spot the dungeon though.
How?
The feet.
If you got like size 12 women feet and you could palm a basketball, you got dungeon, girl.
Get some more drinks.
Are you kidding me?
No, absolutely.
So if you got big feet
as a woman
and big hands,
you palming the basketball.
Damn, good thing I got small ass hands and
little
ass feet.
You ain't got a dungeon, girl. You winning. You winning.
So if you messing with somebody who has
a dungeon, you got to know your limitations. Like if you meet a chick, you shake her hand, be like, hey, nice to meet you.
Gotta
my name is Bizzle.
Hand.
You got to shake the hand, say your whole government. Chicks dig the government because they know you don't got nothing to hide. You ain't ducking the feds.
Nah, because you could be giving me a wrong name.
Nah, eventually you'll realize that's my real government. But
you Mike Larry.
If your feet is wilding, like, I just be like,
my
right,
producer
you my
looking at her feet right now.
Listen, don't start doubting yourself. Yo,
so going back to the original question, faking orgasm.
Do you fake orgasms?
Have I ever?
Yes. Have you ever faked like you came when you really came like 5 minutes ago or some shit, or you didn't and you just wanted to stop?
I have faked it before, but I'm a grown man now. I feel like, yo, I straight up tell a woman like, yo, nah, I didn't come. Now it's a couple of reasons why I may not have came.
Give me one.
Like other than the dungeon.
Other than the dungeon.
Probably I was holding back because I wanted to make sure she
smelled.
She was.
You a gentleman. You trying to make her go first?
I'm trying to make her go 3-4 times, baby.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a little overzealous.
But you know what it is too, because I sometimes for me at least. Like, if I hold back from coming, after a while, I get numb.
It
gets numb. Like, it goes away forever.
Yeah.
So, if we 40, 45 minutes in and I haven't came, and this is the first round, then it's gone, baby. It's gone.
Bizzle.
Let's just relax and go back at it another 5 minutes or so.
I'll be honest with you.
Get a glass of water or something.
You know what I mean? I've had a couple of women in my life. Mm-hmm. Did a couple of things. Mm-hmm. I'm a second rounder kind of guy. Like, the first round, you know what I mean? You know what? Let me take that back. I'm big on body composure. Like, I got to know what you like. So if I really don't know what you like, then I can't really dig in my archives and kind of come right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to know what you like.
Okay.
So if I don't really know what you like, I might not really, you know, climax the first time around. I might fake it, be like, yo, I had a long day at work. It's crazy. I got a couple bills I got to pay. You know, I make up something. But once I learn you, then it's like, you know, it's gold, it's game time. But yeah, I faked a couple orgasms or
that sucks. See now,
but
y'all
sometimes it's
me-
not the lady's fault though. I'm a gentleman at the core. Like I grew up in a single family house. Like I will always have a soft spot for women.
Okay,
just women in general. Like I will never, you know, dog a female. Like my mom's raised me to be a gentleman, so I will never make a female feel less than what she is at her most vulnerable time ever. You know what I mean? I will always say, it's all right, sweetheart, it's my fault. You know what I mean? Maybe it's something I'm doing wrong. So I will never make her feel less of a person. I'll take the L.
Okay.
But once I know you and, you know, we build that camaraderie where it's like, okay, this is my N-word. I F's with her. You know what I mean? So it's a different type of game at that time. Like, I'm big on connection. I'm a connection kind of guy.
So how important is sex in a relationship on a scale of 1 to 10?
8.
You said 8?
You know what? I take it back. I'm thinking about when I was a savage, like 21, but now I'm a nice guy. So I think sex is a strong 7.9. There's many other factors
like
that plays into it.
I look at sex, like if you look at it in a pie graph and it's a whole bunch of other components in a relationship, like sex is like 40%. It's not the most important thing. Or it
so
encompass...
it's a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10.
I wouldn't say that either.
You can't
that's
use
40%.
The scale. You can't use the scale. You got to use the pie graph.
You got to use the pie graph because it's a plethora of different other things, components that makes a relationship great.
But I'm not asking about the other things in a relationship.
But what
I'm asking about sex.
But what I'm saying, put like this: if you could say sex is half important as the other components,
right?
I would say it's a little bit less than half.
Okay,
but then the other components, it might be 20 other components.
Right,
and sex is 40%. That's a lot. That's a huge component right there. Because we're talking about honesty, we're talking about loyalty, we're talking about
finances,
we're talking about
trust.
We're talking about it could be
dependability.
Yeah,
you just said finances. Wait, so a woman's financial stability, it
is important in a relationship.
It does.
100%.
If she got bad credit and she 100%. Like in collections and shit, then 100%. You like, I gotta go.
I wouldn't say I gotta go, but
what
it's
we doing,
a tally.
Sweetheart? Like what we doing?
Okay.
One.
It's a tally. Like
one point gone.
One point gone. Like you gotta realize, men low key gotta come to realize that they have to have a standard too. You can't forget who you are. So if you're a good man, you're a great man. You gotta understand your worth. And you got to understand that you deserve better, or you deserve just as good.
You deserve
comparable,
more
definitely comparable.
You know what I'm saying? So if I'm coming bringing something to the table, I'm bringing good credit, I'm bringing good job, I'm bringing good income, bringing great sex, I'm bringing, I said everything good then great sex. Well, I'm bringing good
some
sex,
would
I'm, bringing,
argue.
I'm bringing everything that's decent. And all you bringing in some dungeon box.
And a lace front.
And a lace front, like.
So, ladies, don't show up with the dungeon box, the lace front, and your credit score below 600.
You got to smell good, though.
600. So maybe 690 pushing it. I need to be like 7-0 or something.
600, you could redeem from 600. Like
you could work on 600.
I got a finance background. You could redeem on 600. But like, if you coming to the table with like 450, like you trying to get advancing, we can't do that.
You say you're trying to get advancing?
Like a windbreaker for $450. You can't do that.
He's joking.
Oh, my God. I can't.
And you gotta take into account, too, like some people went to college. Now, I applaud anybody that went away to college and had a great, invested in a great life, learning about themselves and becoming a more worldly person.
Right.
Or going away to college. But if you step into the table and me and you trying to build something and you starting off this table at $400,000 debt, we gotta realign some shit right
now.
So
she gotta pay Sally Mae before you like really, really.
If she got Sally Mae, she got bad credit, dungeon, and the lace front.
It all add up.
Everything is all adding up for you to be out, mama.
Oh shit!
Everything adding up. Like this not making any sense.
All right, so I got a lot of shit from my first episode, Finding Bae. So I revealed my list. So I have a list of things that I want my guy to have.
Yeah.
What are two things? Do you have a list, first of all?
Me personally, I hate that list.
I consider it standards, though.
Because at the end of the day, as we getting older, I don't know how old are you. I don't want to ask. But
18.
18.
For the next 18 years.
But at the But what happens now, people used to always talk about puppy love is the weak love. I think that's one of the strongest love, because you genuinely love someone just for who they are. Now, as we get older, we fall in love not with the person, we fall in love with the standards we have. So when you meet this person now and they check off on all these standards, are you really loving them, or are you really loving the standards?
So you don't got a list.
I have a list. Don't get me wrong. You have to have a standard.
Name two things. The top two things on your list. Two top things. Your lady must have, or it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Bizzle?
It's all with Bizzle.
I'm thinking, my lady.
Two things. That's hard. That's hard, sweetheart.
It's not that hard. You got standards.
You know what it is? Like I said, I'm a funny guy. Like, I'm big on, like, integrity.
Okay.
Like, integrity means a lot to me. Like, I need a woman who knows who they are, what they're about, where they're going, you know, the lane they're in, you know, not easily deterred, not easily distracted.
I like that integrity. It generalizes
a
whole
bunch
of other stuff.
No, you can't steal his answer.
No, but it generalized a whole lot of other stuff. So I like how much encompasses.
No worries, bro.
All the things I also think of.
Integrity is big to me. And believe it or not, this is going to sound real crazy, but I'm real big on spirituality. Right.
Okay.
I grew up in the house of the Lord, kind of veered as I got older, but I know where my heart lies on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, I got one more. Can I add one more?
We ain't got all that time. Nah, go ahead. Add
just one more. Just one more real quick. This is weird, but I only really date chicks that had their father in their life. That means a big thing to me. Not discrediting.
So you going to discredit?
No, I just said not discrediting.
He by disclaimer.
I said this is a disclaimer. And I'm going to be quick. I know you said too. I'm not going to discredit single parents, like mothers who, you know, raise their daughters to be queens and Nubian princesses. Listen, I tip my hat to you. I lay my jacket down for you to walk over a puddle.
But
my thing is, it's something about a female that grew up with a father in her life. Like, you don't need me to reassure you who you are in this world. He did that. You just need me to appreciate what you bring to the world. And what you bring to the world, I can uplift, manifest, and make that a better.
You need to bring this boy back.
I can make that better. I know who I am.
He's not coming back. You're not coming back.
Don't do me like that, sweetheart. I like your teeth.
No, he likes my teeth. All right, so Mike.
No, that's big. That's big. How can I top that? I think the integrity part, he definitely he hit on the nose with that. Something else that really hit home for me. Honestly, I'm a type of guy, like, I love my family and friends so much, and I
That was gonna be my other one. That's a good one.
You got too many, Bizzle.
I'm sorry, love.
And I appreciate, or I take an account of what my friends and family say, because sometimes my friends are more closer to me than family.
Okay.
So, but regardless of the point, like, my friends and family gotta like, yo, she's a good one.
They need the.
I need to get the approval from the friends and family.
Okay.
And.
But what if you really feeling her, and your family, Bizzle was like, yo,
I don't think it's right. It's hard. Because sometimes when you meet somebody new, sometimes it's just a lust that's just got you, has you so engaged.
Right.
Blinded.
But then when you bring them around the family, you bring them around the friends, and the friends could say, yo, hey, I like her.
All right.
I
so
like you kind of, it's kind of like, all right. It just
she got to mesh with your family,
yeah. Because you got to understand, you marry somebody, because that's the end game.
Okay,
you know, but you're marrying someone credit, you're marrying someone financial state, you're marrying somebody mental state, but you're also marrying their family.
Yeah,
you're marrying someone family, and I keep it real with you, 100%, like. My son's mother, she's a real good woman. I love her as my child's mother.
Okay.
But I come to realize, like, I couldn't see myself being with her and her family. Her family is really, really, really.
So it was the family.
No, I wasn't say particularly it
was
them.
It
was more than that, but that was just the nail that you know.
Put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah. Like, you got family is important. Like, my family would not mesh with her family.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's important.
But I love my son's mother as my son's mother, but that's about it.
And that's it.
And me and her have a great relationship as far as co-parenting. It's great.
That's good. Well, thank you guys for coming. I had fun.
I did too.
Yeah, you had fun. You guys had fun. All right. So the whole time y'all been over there clapping y'all cup, clapping y'all lips, sipping on our little single escape. Did you like it?
Yeah. It's good.
This is new. Mixer, little tropical mixer that we have coming out soon.
So what you selling? You selling the radio or you selling the drinks? What you doing?
We selling everything. It's called entrepreneurship.
That was my middle school.
All right, I gotta go. Thanks everyone for listening. The takeaway for this episode is, how do you feel about what the men said today? Do you agree? Men, do you agree with how they represented you? Women, do you, how do you feel? Were all your questions answered? Thanks for listening. Bye.